Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, tagging a friend if you're listening to us live. Weekdays, 12 p.m. Pacific, the perfect time on your lunch break to come by, swing by, and check us out and see what we're talking about and how you can apply whatever we're talking about to your career, to your business, to help you be successful. That's what the show's about. If you are here and you're looking for a hunting show or a show about how to assemble physical tents, you are in the wrong place. But this show is about how to make you successful in your small business and your big business, in your careers, or in the new ideas that you have that you want to start. Today was a great day for me. Sometimes in life, there's just article after article or event after event, things that just keep coming up that really just confirm or really solidify the track you're on, the direction you're going. And that was one of those days for me today. I'm recording this a little later than I normally do. I mean, I always record them the day before they come out. A little insider tip, which is later in the day. So if I fall asleep during this podcast, you'll know why, and just please forgive me for that. This show is part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. If you put in HTBT in the memo field, you'll get one of these sweet mugs that I'm holding up to the camera. Right now I have water in it. I've been a little thirsty today. If you have any questions or comments, you want to reach out to me with some encouragement or some pushback. I saw some people on Facebook tagging some people about my healthcare comments that we had yesterday on the show. I love that. If you have any issues with what I've talked about or have a different perspective than I do, I don't have the perfect perspective on everything. I would love to hear from you. I want to get better. I want to have pushback. I want to learn things. So please feel free to reach out to me. How to Build a Tent. Give me a follow. Give me a like. I really appreciate that. You can email me matt@howtobuildatent.com. If you're not the social media type, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, but usually I'm just on the CrossPolitic channel on YouTube. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you haven't already, that's where our shows are posted as well. We have a little playlist for you. If you are a YouTube subscriber, then you can just listen to them straight through. Today, I want to talk about how much your house is really worth. Now, if you are a student of economics, you would say, we live in a capitalist society. My house is worth exactly what someone's willing to pay for it. And you wouldn't be wrong about that, but you may or may not be able to sell your house for a certain price point right now that you might not in the future, either because it's going to go up because of appreciation, the economy is going to continue to do well, or we may be in a real estate bubble where prices may drastically drop and your house won't be worth what it is currently or what it might be in the few months to come. Now, I don't want to scare you, but I just found out some very shocking information that I didn't know. I'm a big fan, or I'm a big student of economics. I pay attention to what's going on in the economy. I pay attention to what's going on with the Fed, or at least I thought I did until today. I have spent many years in the real estate industry, and I had never heard of what I heard of today. And I want to share that with you because it may or may not have ramifications for you, or it will, but it may be a drastic or not so severe kind of thing. So I want you to be aware of it, just like I was, because I didn't know it either. And like I said, I have a lot of experience in the real estate industry, and I did not know this either. But before we get into what I'm talking about, I just want to throw out a little commercial, but not really a commercial, for the business plan contest that ends March 31st. If you haven't started, you need to get on that. Don't procrastinate anymore. Procrastinators don't succeed in life. Well, usually they don't. I mean, I guess there's exceptions. Get to it. Start working through all the episodes that we've discussed on those. Go back. They start in the 90 plus. The episode 90 starts with the details of the contest, but after that I go through the 5 steps in 4 episodes of the different things I expect in a business plan. You can also Google business plans. You can also Google templates to copy to see examples of. And that just helps a lot. Really encourage you to do that if you are thinking of starting a business or if you are looking to network, learn more about your big company that you work for that maybe you don't own, but you just have a career and you want to stay in that company, get to know other people and network, you should do that as well. So what did I read today that really kind of took me back and kind of caught me off guard, and what I admit I was in the dark about, I didn't know? It's the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. Now, I know that they had about $1 trillion on their balance sheet, which is an astronomical number. I cannot even fathom it. But post-2008, after the recession, in order for them to save, quote-unquote, the economy, they ended up putting $4.4 trillion in securities on their balance sheet. $4.4 trillion. I think as of January, they're about $4 trillion. They started to take some of that off the balance sheet, and that's why interest rates have gone up. And that's just very interesting. Now, what is on that balance sheet? What do they have? Now, I always just thought it was treasuries and bonds, but it turns out they have something else that's very significant that impacts the housing market. In fact, is why they have this on their balance sheet is because of the crash and because it was so tied to the real estate industry. So you know that what they did impacts directly real estate because they were doing it as a result of the real estate crash, the real estate bubble that burst. And I'm fearful that they have just created another real estate bubble. And we'll get into that in a second. And before we get into exactly what it is, a little teaser to keep you listening all the way through, I was talking with a liberal economist I know. I'm not an economist, but again, I'm a big fan of economics. I love economics. I think that's where the power is. I have recommended it before, but if you haven't seen the free documentary on YouTube, The Ascent of Money, I think it was a BBC documentary. It's like 5 video clips. Really recommend that. If you like history at all, if you are just curious about how money has been so woven into our society and how important it was, not just for businesses, but for kings, for nations, for wars. Kings were not allowed to go to war in some cases because the people with the money wouldn't pay for it. Amazing amount of power. You always read about kings having the power in determining when they go to war, when not to go to war, when to raise taxes. But there's always people in the back with the money kind of pulling the strings. And I don't think that's that too far from today, but I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But money does wield power, and you are able to bend and shape things, just like a good old George Soros. But anyways, so I was talking with this liberal economist, and again, like I was saying, I've been in the real estate industry for quite some time. And we were going back and forth about prices being high and there not being enough supply. Now, if you are, again, a fan of economics, you know that when prices go up in a capitalist society, in a purely competitive environment, when prices go up, so does supply. Because more people are willing to supply the product because there's more profit to be made the higher the price. When there's a lower price, then less supply is going to happen. And that is how the market regulates itself and how the market should, in fact, determine how much products are produced in one industry or one product type. And we were going back and forth because something strange has been happening in the last couple of years, and not so much so now, but the last couple of years, the housing prices were going high. They were high like they were before 2008. But home builders really weren't meeting the needs, the desire for first-time home buyers or buyers of homes to move to the upgraded house. They weren't providing enough homes to do that. And so prices were staying high because supply was so limited. Now, one of the reasons obviously was investors from other countries, investors in our own country were buying up houses with cash that were really cheap. But still, no matter how much demand there is, when the prices are going up so high, we should still expect to see supply increase, because that's just basic economics. And I was going back and forth with him, and I just thought it was so obvious. Like, that's so good that prices are high, because home builders will, in fact, bring supply, continue to build homes, and they are building homes to some effect. And until recently, home prices were staying high, but now they're starting to go back down. Interest rates have been starting to creep back up. And we were going back and forth, and he was saying prices, that's bad, because prices are high. That means that first-time home buyers can't save up for a down payment, and an existing home owner isn't going to want to sell their house because they don't know they can afford the next step up. They would have to either downgrade or move to something of equal value, and why would you move in that case? Usually you just buy and sell, or you sell your house to buy a better house or a bigger house if you have to upgrade because of your family. And we were going back and forth in that, and I just still couldn't get it. I didn't understand, honestly. It was such an enigma to me, and I think I found it out today. When I was reading a Barron's article, and it was talking about mortgage-backed securities. And wouldn't you know, in 2009, the Federal Reserve started buying mortgage-backed securities. I didn't know they did that. I don't think they're supposed to be doing that, but that is one of the drastic measures that our government did to save us, quote-unquote, from the Great Recession. They started buying mortgage-backed securities. I believe they have over $1.7 trillion in mortgage-backed securities. Now, why is that scary? Why is that dangerous? Well, like I said, they were doing that in reaction to what happened in the real estate industry, the real estate crash. So we know that those actions impact the real estate industry. And what were they doing? They were buying mortgage-backed securities to keep interest rates low, so they can adjust interest rates, but they were also buying mortgage-backed securities to further lower the interest rates for home loans. And they were doing this to the effect of $1.7 trillion in mortgage-backed securities. So when you buy these securities, cash goes out into the market, it creates cheaper money, interest rates come down. When you sell these securities, like the Fed has started to do, interest rates come up, because interest rates, again, is just the price of money. And when money is taken out in the billions of dollars, because they have trillions of it to get rid of, that billions of dollars goes to the Fed, and there's less money in the economy, in the system, which raises interest rates, because fewer dollars means prices go up. The smaller the supply, the higher prices will go up, because demand, if demand doesn't change. And demand doesn't change, we need money to function in an economic system. And that is the power that the Fed has over your real estate. It's a very scary thing. So how long has the Fed been doing this for? And I'm going to show you this graph right here. That shows, this is from the Federal Reserve website. It's from newyorkfed.org. And you can see, you go to newyorkfed.org/markets/a whole bunch of other stuff. I'll just put the link in the show notes. And you can see this chart, and you see the gray area where the recession is. And soon thereafter, you start seeing the climb of that line, which is the mortgage-backed securities. Now, you'll notice, before 2009, they never did this before. So before the Federal Reserve made it easier to buy a home with a mortgage, we had a bubble. Now look at how high that line is after the bubble. Well, after the first bubble. How can you think that we are not in a bubble now? And if you've noticed, if you've paid attention to housing prices, they've been skyrocketing. Like I said, it's been impacting people being able to buy homes. And we've been often thinking about it in the sense, or you've heard it discussed, that people are jacking up prices because investors are paying cash. Well, this is kind of a big story. Have you ever heard of it? I haven't. I listen to the financial news. I don't ever hear of anyone ever talk about the Federal Reserve having $1.7 trillion of mortgage-backed securities. Now, what do you think that does? Like we said, when you buy securities and put cash out there, you're artificially lowering rates. Lowering rates in a way that would not be that the rates wouldn't be at that low rate in a normal economy. So they are fake, which increases the chance of homes being bought, which raises the prices. So how much is your home really worth? Are we in another bubble? The Fed is really great at creating bubbles. And this chart shows me that there is a bubble. I was reading this today and I send out a few messages to my economic friends to get their comments about that. So we'll wait to see what they have to say. If they prove me wrong or they tell me something different, I'll get back. I'll tell you guys how I was wrong or if I changed my mind. But this is scary stuff because $1.7 trillion is a lot of money and that will impact us greatly. And what's gonna happen is the Federal Reserve unloads these securities, which no doubt they're gonna have to do. In fact, they started, but they had to stop because the home sales were decreasing and they're starting to slow down. And we're assuming that there's going to be a 5% slowdown in the next year and a half in the real estate industry. So they can't sell them right now, but they're going to have to. The time is going to run out where they're going to have to start selling these things. And then when that happens, we might be seeing another bubble burst, another real estate bubble pop. I want you to be aware of that. So how much is your home worth? Well, logically, if the Federal Reserve started making cheap money in 2009 at the end of the last bubble, and this is most likely causing another bubble, well, then you should go back to the price of a property in 2009. And then you can add back in the inflation, probably 2% a year, so over 10 years. And that is the true price of your home. Now, maybe you would be able to sell your home right now because, again, the price of your home is really what someone is willing to buy. But home prices are really high right now. And if you are looking to buy a home, I would caution you. If you have a lot of equity, you're probably really safe if you own a home. And you really don't have to worry that much. But don't take for granted your house price. Don't take for granted what the Federal Reserve is doing and how it could impact your life. You need to be aware of this stuff. And I just want to bring this to you because I want you to be successful, not just in your career, not just in your business, but I want you to be successful in your personal finances as well. What the Federal Reserve did in 2008 was unprecedented on so many different levels. We don't know all the consequences of what they've done yet. And we won't probably see it fully play out for 10, 20, 30 years. It is not uncommon for central banks to impact economies for decades and decades to come. Just like Japan. Japan went through a huge stagnation period where they had no growth for the longest time. And a lot of people argue it's because of the policies that they had, the monetary policies that they had. So I want you to be aware of that. That's something I didn't know. I don't know why financial news, I don't know why commentators don't talk about this more. Maybe they do and I just haven't been hearing them, but I thought I was pretty plugged in and I thought you would want to know this as well. If you have any questions about this, if you have any questions about real estate in general, I have a pretty good amount of years in the industry. I'd be more than happy to give you my 2 cents about things. If you have any questions, comments about anything else, please let me know. You can email me, matthowtobuild10.com. You can find me on the social media sites at howtobuild10. I would love to hear from you. I'm praying for you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. God bless.